Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Adrian Ott back on the show. Adrian is a 10-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Exponential Edge, award-winning author. Her books are The 24-Hour Customer. I love people who want to talk about our customers. Also, Exponential Influence. And she's our good friend, Adrian. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. So you want to talk to us about how to launch, deliver, and continue to do so, the offerings that we have, whether it be a product or a service, and doing it so that we know what is the true north of that. What's the constituent? Who's the target? Who are we going after? What are we going after? Tell us what you mean.
Well, Jim, as you know, I'm a consultant to top Silicon Valley companies, but I also have more recently taken on roles as an adjunct professor for entrepreneurial students and aspiring entrepreneurs.
Good for you.
And one of the things I see frequently amongst these students and amongst these companies building new products is they get up, they give a presentation, beautiful PowerPoint slides talking about the product, the functions, the features.
Everybody will want this.
All that stuff. Oh, of course. Why wouldn't anybody want this? And they go on and on. They even include color-coded spreadsheets. I mean, you know, on the surface, the graphics are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that's a symptom of a bigger problem.
Mm-hmm.
And they have not answered the biggest question of all is, who is the customer that will buy this new technology, and why do they care?
Do I know whether the dogs will eat the dog food?
Exactly. Yeah. I understand. They put their heart and their souls into building this new technology or this new product, and they want to show off their new baby. Who wouldn't, you know, if you put your heart and soul in it? But what's missing is they didn't design
the
with
humanity.
Anyone in mind.
They missed the humanity. And
the humanity.
Yeah. And you're, that's so spot on. And see, I talk to these kids too, these young people too. And I ask them, okay, what's your next step? And they say, well, I'm going to get funding. And I said, well, have you offered your product to a customer? Do you know if anybody will buy your stuff? No, I haven't done that yet. And then this is when I try to explain to them that the best funding you can get comes from a customer. If you want to get somebody to give you $50 million, show them that somebody will give you 59 cents for what you're selling.
Absolutely. You know, there's even a number of angels here in the Valley.
Yeah.
That are asking the entrepreneurs and saying, show me 500 customers that you've spoken to.
Mm-hmm.
Show me those interview notes.
Mm-hmm.
And show me and prove to me that customers want this, and then I will fund you.
My friend Tim Berry is one of those guys over in Oregon, and he's part of our national angel group. And he had a young man there in Eugene, Oregon, who came to him who he was a soup startup. He was going to make soup. He was excited about soup. He wasn't the soup Nazi. He's just a regular guy. And he was going to sell soup, and he wanted Tim to invest in his soup company. And Tim said to him, well, do people like your soup? He said, I don't know. And Tim said, load up your wagon, go over right across the street there to the park and give it away and see if people will eat it. And the guy looked at him and went, wow, I never thought of that.
Well, you know what's amazing, too, is oftentimes when my students go out and start talking to people, they end up getting customers as sponsors. They get excited about some of the problems that they could potentially solve. And they'll start to say, hey, maybe I could help you with this. And they could help. And it doesn't have to be a one-off with those customers either. If they're excited, they'll come back.
Right.
And they'll talk to you again and again, because if you're potentially solving a problem for them. They want to see that happen.
Well, and people have done that for generations with the stock market. They go buy a product, they love it, and they go buy some of the company. Right?
$19 a share
or whatever. That's been going on for a long time. So do you think that the younger generation is having more of a challenge breaking through that barrier than say my generation, baby boomers, did?
No, I don't think it's generational.
You don't think it's generational? Okay.
I think it's just something I see. I see this not only with young entrepreneurs, but I also see this in corporations that we work with that are trying to come up with new products.
I agree with you.
It's just,
hold on to that thought, Adrian, because I want to come back and talk about this some more after the break. This is a really important point. There is mostly not demographic, but I've got one demographic angle I want to point out after the break with our good friend Adrian Ott. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.